We did a long series of interviews on this transition, the Grove Hour, some time ago with local mental health service providers. Did you manage to hear any of those? They can still be downloaded off our website. If you go to our homepage on transitionthegrove.org.au and you'll find a link to the radio, and they're on that. I don't know about you, how did you find those interviews? Personally, I found them very moving to listen to a whole range of people who are involved for caring for us if we become mentally ill. It can happen to any of us, can't it? It's not something we want, but our mental health is very precious, and sometimes it can be fragile. Life throws some very hard knocks at some of us, and they can come out of the blue. Has this ever happened to you? I know it's happened to me, and when I think about it, it seems like an amazing miracle that I've recovered, that I've got the wonderful life I have today, that we would all wish for each of us. Psychological trauma can knock us about dreadfully. It is called a complex post-traumatic stress disorder. That's a big, long phrase. Now, some experts in mental health are saying that about two-thirds of the patients who come to the attention of the mental health system suffered a sexual or physical abuse as children. If emotional abuse or neglect are also included, you're left with the great majority of all patients who have some significant childhood trauma. So that's really saying that pretty well all of the patients who turn up at the mental health system are there because of some significant childhood trauma. There is an explosion of research in the past 2 years showing that adversity in childhood correlates strongly with brain development and later psychological health in childhood, adolescence, and adulthood. The significance of experiencing all that trauma, of living with it often for years, is often overlooked, yet it is the bigger picture of the individual's story, of our stories. Now there is a new trauma-informed approach to mental health care, with training in the recognition of trauma. A trauma-informed service is, by its very nature, no matter if your trauma is little or huge, a service that fundamentally listens to you and believes you. When I read things like this, I always like to ask the question, what does this mean for us here locally in the Upper Kedron Brook Valley community? Is this something we can do anything about? Does it affect us? Well, of course, the answer is yes. We can do a personal audit of the major trauma events of our life for ourselves. Have we dealt with them all? Have we grieved? Have we shared about them and been listened to by somebody safe and caring and supportive? Have we received help to sort out the damage, the pain, the anger, the fear? What ongoing consequences are we still living with? Is this something we can do locally? Well, yes, we have trained psychologists working locally available to us, and any of us can go to the doctor and get a referral. Quite a bit of the cost of visits can be covered through Medicare. We can ask if the psychologists can work with us using a trauma-informed approach. This sort of approach isn't about doing tests or getting us labelled with some sort of weird-sounding psychological condition. But also, what about our friends and families? Are we able to share with any of them about the trauma we once experienced? Would they listen? Would they be there for us? Certainly, the best of friends will be. This is certainly something we can do locally. This is a sort of mental housekeeping, isn't it? Not holding on to painful dark memories, but actively seeking ways to get help with them and free ourselves from them. lighten our spirits. None of us deserves to carry past trauma. Let's be kind to ourselves and to each other locally and be part of the healing.